It's Casey on the radio. The Health and Happiness Show, brought to you by Hudson Valley Hospital Center. A better place to get better.
Hello, listeners and readers. It's Casey, and our guests today are Mary Higgins Clark and Richard Paul Evans, two names that are high atop the bestsellers list. You'll have a chance to win their new books. Just send an email to kacey@whud.com for Monday's random drawing. And you'll meet a new author, too, with a sweet new holiday tradition, the reindeer gift. It will have you hunting around the house for that final present Christmas Day. And you can even find out which reindeer hid the gift. It's all on the way. And I'm already looking forward to next week's show, The Dog Whisperer. Cesar Millan will join us. He brought his show to Tarrytown Music Hall last week, and it was wonderful. And I promised Tarrytown Music Hall I would tell you about their upcoming holiday shows. They've got Neil Berg's Holiday Broadway show on the 5th of December, Darlene Love's Holiday Show on the 11th, then the Vienna Boys Choir on the 12th, and for the kids, the Lori Berkner Band and Max and Ruby's Nutcracker Suite. That's coming up, too. Check out TarrytownMusicHall.org. Okay, you need a sweet holiday book to read and share, and here it is. Richard Paul Evans has written The Mistletoe Promise, and he has great family news to share. Stay tuned for that. Hello, Richard Paul Evans.
Good morning, Casey.
So I'm just, you know, leafing through this beautiful little book that fits so nicely in your hand and has that lovely red shine to it. And just glancing through it, I'm starting to cry.
Really?
Was that your intent, sir?
Well, my wife says I make people cry for a living. But this one's, you know, this is a happy story. I mean, it's a lot of fun. It's a love story. And I hope you do get teary-eyed, as one male reporter said to me. He said, I was watching football when I was reading it, which is kind of funny. And he said, I got teary-eyed at parts.
He must have been watching the Giants. Richard Paul Evans is our guest, and his new book is called The Mistletoe Promise. And whose voice is this written in?
It's written from the perspective of a woman, Elise Dutton. And I think she's someone who a lot of people will relate to. She's dreading the upcoming holidays. She's 3 years earlier, her husband cheated on her with her best friend and then divorced her. And now, so here she is, she's alone, she's distrustful, and she just feels broken. And not looking forward to the holidays, it just kind of magnifies that. And she's in the food court, eating her salad alone, when a man approaches her. Man, he's this attorney, this attractive attorney she's seen before in the office, in the building, and he gives her a proposition. He's not looking forward to the holidays, and he's alone as well. And the proposition is for the next 8 weeks, they pretend to be a couple. That's the premise of the book, and that's what it's about.
So, what's it like for you to write in a woman's voice?
It's interesting. It's for some reason it's not hard for me, and it's funny because I have women. I've had for the last 20 years. I've had women say, "How can you understand how we feel?" I've been accused of being a pseudonym, that I'm actually a woman writing under a man's name.
Mm-hmm.
The first time I wrote a book, I think under a woman's name, was a book called The Last Promise, another promise book, and I had to ask my wife and my writing assistant, my daughter. It's like, does this sound like a woman to you? And they say, oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, completely. They'll buy it.
And buy it they do. Richard Paul Evans, The Mistletoe Promise is the new book that you have to pick up for the holiday season. Is New York City featured in this book?
It is. It is, actually. The book takes place in Salt Lake City. That's where Elise lives. And the man who comes to her with a proposition, he has some meetings in New York, and he takes her back there. And it's a lot of fun, because I love New York, and there's no better time to be in New York than Christmas time. And so I got to put in all the fun things that you do when you go back there. So there's kind of a perfect, it's kind of a great travel guide for someone outside who wants to know what to do in New York when you get there at Christmas time.
Well, you are talking to Westchester on the Hudson Valley here in New York, and what will you and your family be doing Christmas time in Salt Lake City?
This year, we're staying home and just enjoying each other's company. We have a grandson this year, and it's very exciting. Yeah,
that's so great.
Yeah, it is great.
Now, don't I have a memory of you telling me once that you started writing for your kids?
Yes. In fact, it's my daughter, Jenna. In my first book, The Christmas Box, the little girl is Jenna, and she is now, not only is she now a mother and has a child, our grandson, but she actually just sold her first book. She now has a book deal. I'm so proud of her.
What? What name does she write under?
Jenna Evans Welch. And so that will come out next year, but I'm so excited that my daughter has, I mean, she's been helping me with my books for years, but even in the old days when The Christmas Box first came out and I was self-published, she would go to my book signings with me and she would sit under the table and read Goosebump books. And so for it to come full circle, I'm looking forward to going on book tour with her. It's really exciting.
Oh, that is fantastic. And how old is The Christmas Box?
Christmas Box is 20 years old.
Oh.
In fact, it's actually 22 years old. I first wrote it, I just shared it with family in 1992. It was 1994 when it first hit the New York Times bestseller list, and 95 when it hit number one. So since that time, there's been more than 8 million copies in print. And this is a Mistletoe Promise that I think is my 26th or 27th novel.
Good stuff. And you never get tired of writing about the holiday season.
Well, you know, I did at first. The New York Times coronated me the king of Christmas fiction, and I didn't want to be typecast.
Mm.
And so I stopped writing Christmas stories, and I thought, after like 10 years, like, but I like Christmas stories. And so I wrote a Christmas story, and the sales just doubled. They just exploded. I thought, you know what? I'm good at Christmas
right.
stories. And I haven't written one for a couple years, but Mistletoe Promise came out yesterday. It's already in its third printing. It's a bestseller online. It's in the top 10 on barnesandnoble.com. Right now, it's a bestseller on Amazon. And, I mean, this is a tough list. It's like there's Mistletoe Promise, and then we have Mary Higgins Clark, mm-hmm. then we have John Grisham, then we have Stephen King, and then James Patterson. It's like, wow, what a list.
It's funny. I'm gonna talk to Mary Higgins Clark next.
Oh, I love Mary.
Have you met her?
Of course I have. One of the first things I did when I sold my first book, it was a multi-million dollar deal, and part of the contract was I want to meet Mary Higgins Clark. And we had lunch together. She was absolutely lovely. And she said something that changed my career. I said, how have you managed to be here? Because I'm just this new guy, my first book. And by then she had written like 30 books and all of them massive bestsellers. And I go, what's the secret? She said, you make every book you write the best book you've ever written. And that became my criteria. This is like, this book has to be better than the one before it. And so I adore Mary. She usually travels with Carol, her daughter.
Right.
And so and that way we're the same way. I mean, she gets to travel with her daughter and tour. Now I get to travel with my daughter. So
beautiful. Can't wait to tell her. And will we see a children's book in the future?
Well, yes, I definitely want to write one for my grandson. I have some ideas that would be a lot of fun, I think. So just for fun.
All right. That's what we'll talk about next year. Happy holidays.
Thank you. You too.
Richard Paul Evans, a grandfather. His holiday book is The Mistletoe Promise. Visit richardpaulevans.com and send an email to kacey@whud.com to enter to win a copy of the new book. As promised, it's time to say hello to Mary Higgins Clark.
Hello, Casey. How goes the Empire?
Oh, fantastic. You know, I usually see you in the springtime at the fundraiser for the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement.
Oh, the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement are my very dear friends.
Yes.
With the kind of work they do.
They do fine work, and so do you, by the way.
Oh, thank you.
I just got off the phone with Richard Paul Evans.
Oh, how is he?
He sends his love. He says hello. He was saying how hard it is to be, you know, on the bestseller list. He says, look at the names I'm competing with, like Mary Higgins Clark. I said, I'm going to talk to her in a minute. He says, please tell her hello. Please tell her she changed my life.
We had dinner years ago, and I haven't seen him since then.
Well, he said he put in his contract that he had to meet you when he got his first book deal, and that you gave him the very best advice he's ever gotten, which is make the book you're writing now the best book you've ever written.
I would have meant it, yes. Well, of course. Everyone is like having a new baby.
Mm-hmm.
You want to have a healthy baby. So you do everything you can. You know, the way when you're pregnant, you don't drink and you eat the right foods and you exercise and you see the doctor so that you will have a healthy, perfect baby. And in the same sense, in a different way, you are working on that book, so it's the best book it can possibly be.
And this book, the latest from Mary Higgins Clark, is called The Cinderella Murder. Only you could link the words Cinderella and murder.
Well, the way this started was my book, I've Got You Under My Skin. The subject of that is
it's Casey on the radio, the Health and Happiness Show. Friend it on Facebook and follow it on Twitter. Casey on the radio.
And on television.
Fun and inspiration.
Let them give their own versions of what happened that night. And they liked the premise so much, they said, we want you to do another one. But they said, why don't we have an author with you, Alethea Burke? And actually, they sent me 4 samples. And I said, Alethea is exactly the one I want. I can see that our styles they just mesh. So that's how we have the Cinderella Murder. It just came out yesterday, and they liked it, the publishers, so much that we've already signed up for 2 more.
Wonderful. So how do you and Alethea work together?
Well, it works beautifully. What we do is meet at the editor's office, and she came up with the idea of the Cinderella Murder because of a case in California where a young college student was murdered, and she had dropped her shoe trying to escape. I mean, the story wasn't about her at all. It was only that single circumstance. And then we thought, where did she go to school? What are her mother and father like? For example, Alethea had them younger, and I said, why don't we make it an only child? And they were older parents. We've got more sympathy there. Then we just brainstormed it, and who are the other characters? Who are the ones under suspicion? And she did the first version. Then we got together for another 4 or 5 hours and went through line by line. And then we did it a third time. And by then, we had a book that we both liked.
I wonder if she was a nervous wreck.
No, she was a federal prosecutor. She teaches writing. She has 8 books of her own out. So there was no reason. I mean, she's a fine writer in her own right. And it was just fun to work on it together.
Yes. Okay, good. I was just thinking, you have to have a strong sense of self to sit down and write with Mary Higgins Clark, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I'm sure she has a strong sense of self. Listen, we went shopping together after the last session where we discussed next year's book. I said, if Scott is having a sale, why don't you come up? I had my car there.
Oh, that is so fantastic. Mary Higgins Clark with Alethea Burke. The new book is The Cinderella Murder. Look for it. It's got a beautiful, a rich blue cover with a gold pump on the book jacket. I love a book with a shoe on the cover.
So do I.
Yeah.
So
do I. Not your first. I've seen red shoes on your covers before.
Yeah, we had Love to Music, Love to Dance was a cover. And it was funny. They weren't getting what I had in mind for a shoe. You know, something that was just so delicate, so right. And I was on crutches at that point. That's all those years ago, 15 years ago. Mm-hmm. And I went into Saks Fifth Avenue. I had had foot surgery. And I looked at the shoes that were on the cover, and I said, I want those shoes. And the guy thought I was crazy when he saw sees me in a boot. But I brought them into Simon & Schuster, and I said, here is the shoe that has to be on the cover.
And they finally got it.
And they said, yes, that is the shoe that should be on the cover. So it was always fun. I always keep that shoe around.
That's great. All right, holiday time's coming. Will you be in New York? What are your traditions?
Well, we live in Saddle River, New Jersey, which is 40 minutes from Manhattan. I have an apartment in Manhattan, but we live in Saddle River. So I always have the families over so that on Thanksgiving and on Christmas, there might be 30 to 40 people here. Fortunately, I have a good cook.
Yeah. That's fantastic.
Because I'm not out there just stuffing the turkey. I used to do it. God knows I did it for years. But I don't think I'd be able to do it properly anymore.
Right, so let somebody else do it. You're too busy writing books. Mary Higgins Clark and Alethea Burke, the latest is called The Cinderella Murder. Pick it up as soon as you can, and you're already working on your second collaboration with Alethea.
That's right. What did we call it? All Dressed in White. It's about a missing bride.
Oh, wow. All right. I love how you just keep on a-going, and God blesses you with all kinds of wonderful ideas. You've got a very fertile imagination.
Oh, thank you so much. It has served me well.
We thank you so much for your time, Mary Higgins, and happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you and your listeners, Casey.
There's just no one like her. To win the Cinderella Murder, send a note to KACEY at WHUD.com. The reindeer gift will add a new surprise to Christmas morning. That's on the way.
You're listening to Casey on the Radio. Fun and inspiration. Find out more at CaseyOnTheRadio.com.
In honor of Lung Cancer Awareness Month, Hudson Valley Hospital Center is offering a way to breathe easier about the health of your lungs. A free lung cancer screening is being offered to longtime smokers and former smokers. It's a test that could save your life. And unlike other facilities, Hudson Valley Hospital Center is offering it free. Early detection can make all the difference. Visit hvhc.org to learn if you're eligible. Just another reason why Hudson Valley Hospital Center is a better place to get better. Congratulations to the Center for Sleep Medicine at Hudson Valley Hospital Center. Recently honored for its excellence with accreditation from the American Academy of Sleep Medicine, the Center for Sleep Medicine at Hudson Valley Hospital Center can diagnose more than 80 sleep disorders by monitoring your sleep patterns, then analyzing results to develop a personalized treatment plan. If you've been tossing and turning, don't let that turn into a bigger medical problem. Take the sleep disorder quiz at hvhc.org. Then call 914-734-3840 to learn more.
Hello, this is Pamela Cuccinell offering you the astrology forecast for the week. This weekend, rewards come when you narrow focus and stake your claim for accomplishment. The sun is in Sagittarius as of Saturday to call for a flexible spirit and a passion for life. With it comes the Sagittarius new moon to bring the invitation to explore and reach for your truth and justice. This is a highly auspicious new moon, so close your eyes and make a wish. Consider joining me for the new moon gathering at Wainwright House, which happens every month. Whatever you desire on Sunday, get out of the house and see what's out there. Monday starts with hard work that stimulates creativity. Start implementation to any new moon goal. On Tuesday, an unexpected revelation creates new spin. Expect unusual encounters on Wednesday. Enjoy yourself, but don't step too surely on a foundation that may not hold. Thanksgiving Day bodes well for stimulating conversation. Any routine benefits from a new breeze. Visit my website to find out how astrology can chart your course. When you get to my homepage, put, quote, abundance checks in the search option to find out how to manifest at the new moon at insightoasis.com. This is Pamela Cuccinell, and have a stellar week.
Read Pamela's monthly column in Natural Awakenings magazine. Here's a fun, new, and easy Christmas tradition and the book that explains it all. Elizabeth Passo has written The Reindeer Gift. So how did the reindeer start hiding presents?
Well, Santa's reindeer, they've been bored out on the roof. So Dasher comes up with the idea that they too should enjoy the fun of giving out gifts. So he convinces everyone. They say, yeah, let's do that. So they take turns sneaking down the chimney behind Santa and hiding a special reindeer gift. After everyone finds their gift on Christmas Day, the whole family goes to reindeergift.com. They push a big red button on the homepage, and the name of the reindeer that hid their present will pop up on the screen. They take turns at each house, so you never know which one you're going
to
get.
Get out of here. So then I have to go looking around my house to find where somebody hid my present?
Yes.
Okay. That's very cool. Now, is this your first book?
Yes, it is.
Well, how did you come up with this, the book and the website and the whole deal?
Well, when my daughter was little, then there was this one highly anticipated gift that she just was so excited about, and it seemed far too special to put under the Christmas tree with all the others. So I hid it, and then rather than having Santa do that one as well, I told her that the reindeer got in on the action this time. Her eyes got so big, and she just loved finding it, and we've been doing it ever since.
Wonderful. So what does this type of thing cost to have a reindeer hide a gift for us?
Oh, it's free to find out every year. You can do that every year. And also, some people are writing it down in their book as part of their Christmas tradition, which one comes to their house. The book is $19.95, reindeergift.com.
So the book we buy, But anybody can go to the website and hide the gift and find out what reindeer hid it.
Yes, it's free to find out. The book just tells the story behind it.
So I'm going to do this for my husband. I'm going to make him go... I'm going to make him go online to reindeergift.com and press the button and find out what reindeer hid his gift. I think that's adorable.
Well, you can also, to preempt it, you might want to have him go on to reindeergift.com and read all the different reindeer biographies so that he can start rooting for his favorite. For example, Donner's the sports star. He loves blue and pizza, and Comet's the fastest. He likes yellow and French fries, and Vixen's a rock star. She likes purple and spicy tacos, you know, so they can really start rooting for their favorite reindeer.
I think this is great. So I'm going to do this for my husband, and then I want you to contact my husband and tell him to go to Tiffany's.com for me, okay?
Okay.
And everybody will have a happy holiday. This is a really adorable idea. The book called The Reindeer Gift, A Fun, Easy Christmas Tradition by Elizabeth Passo is absolutely adorable. And this is a sweet new tradition to start in our family. So thank you for sharing your tradition. How old is your daughter now?
Well, now she's 12. We started this when she was 3.
And what does she think of Mom taking the family tradition and turning it into a book?
She loves it. She's my number one fan. When we go out to shows, she jumps up and says, I want to hear about it. And then she tells them all about how it got started.
And now we know the story, too. Send an email to win a copy of the Reindeer Gift book. It's really cute with great pictures. The kids will love it. K-A-C-E-Y at WHUD.com. And now, some advice from two of my favorite gurus, starting with Marcy Niffin of Mind Body Putnam.
Did you know forgiveness is not an act of generosity to one who has wronged you? Forgiveness is freedom from anger, resentment, and victimization. It is a process much like grieving, and in fact, may include grieving. A starting place is to clarify if the hurt was intentional or an act of poor judgment. None of us is perfect, and the person may be unaware of your reaction. If appropriate, calmly tell the person what occurred and that you were hurt. Ask for an apology. It may be that simple. If you're dealing with a bully, forgive yourself for letting such a person get to you. Learn from the lesson and move on. Some hurts are unforgivable, like rape or other violence. However, you don't have to live in the past and take that victim stance into your present and future. Instead, do the grieving and find relief there. If you find forgiveness too complicated or your hurt did involve violence and trauma, work with a qualified therapist so you can free your heart and mind to live the beautiful life that was intended for you. Forgiveness is your gift to you. This is Marcy Niffin, licensed clinical social worker with your Mind-Body Minute. Find me at www.mindbodyputnam.com.
Hi, this is Lisa Kay, and here's an intuition exercise you can use to build your intuition. You know, we always have choices on which way to go. For example, you can choose which way to go to work, or say you're in traffic on the highway, you can choose what lane to be in. Or suppose you're at the grocery store, you have to choose which checkout line to get on. With all of these choices, you can use your intuition to help you. So what you can do is you can ask your intuition, which way is faster or the better way to go? Just be open to the answer that comes. It can be a word or a feeling, or you might see the best way to go in your mind's eye. Don't try to guess or use logic to get an answer. Just ask the question, which way is best? And pause for your intuition to respond. And then you have to go with it. So that's your intuition exercise. Go and try it. And if you'd like to learn more about intuition, go to my website at intuitiononly.com. This is Lisa Kay.
And now ask your intuition what you would like to do for the rest of the day, and I will see you next week.
You've been listening to Casey on the Radio. Hear more at caseyontheradio.com. The information shared on this show is intended for general information purposes only. You can contact Casey through the website, caseyontheradio.com.